Welcome to Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you a half hour devoted to our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory in the terms of years and musical genres, and I try to give a little information about the music and artist as I go. I'm starting off this month's show with some Dyke songs, and I think I can get away with that term because it's in the titles of both songs. First is Lynn Thomas singing Dykes from 1992 from her CD Courage, and it'll be followed by Teresa Chandler and Karen Ripley doing D-Y-K-E from their 1993 release, I Survived a Femme. Also, pay attention to the extra bonus I've inserted between the two songs.
Curly hair is very lovely. She is sweet to hear, and I am very near, and that is very lovely. She is my tender sweet, and her little feet are stretched out well, which is a treat, and very lovely. Her little tender nose is between her little eyes, which close, and are very lovely. She is very lovely, and mine, which is very lovely.
Walks with her hands in her pockets and a confident air. She laughs with her head flung way back. She runs her hands through her hair. Well, I see her out walking or standing there talking in her boots and her faded blue jeans. And I don't know about you, but she's the best thing that I've ever. For darling, I love you, could you be mine? Why is you are driving me out of my mind? K is for kiss me, never forget me, I'll go to the end of the line. E is I'd love every one of you. Something a little too bold the way she catches my eye.
was Lynn Thomas singing Dykes, and Teresa Chandler and Karen Ripley spelling it out with D-Y-K-E. In between them were a couple lines of poetry from perhaps our culture's most famous lesbian, Gertrude Stein. I have an old album of her reading poetry and thought it would be interesting for those who have never heard her voice. Okay, I have a special feature on tonight's show, but before I get to it, I want to play a bit of silliness I got off the internet from the site MP3 Comp. Here's Hugh Blumenfeld singing all 20 seconds of his song, Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky, little fag, how I love your shoulder bag. Up above your head so high, pink triangle in the sky. Jerry Falwell must suspect you're anatomically correct.
Isn't it just amazing what you can find on the internet? And now for this show's Spotlight Artist. I want to feature one of our culture's drag queens, who may not be all that well known. Ray Bourbon was a drag queen from the 50s and 60s and had quite an extensive catalog. He had 11 albums, which is quite a large number of releases for a drag artist. For example, Charles Pierce, who is much better known, only had 2. Bourbon also had a wide catalog of 78s and 45s dating back to the 30s. On some of his early 78s, he spelled his name R-A-Y, and then he switched to R-A-E, and I'll explain that after I read something from his obituary. I've got a couple lines from the obituary that ran for him in Variety magazine. Bourbon died July 19, 1971. In addition to the facts of the obituary, you might notice the language of the way Variety magazine described Bourbon, and I quote, "Ray Bourbon, 78, cafe entertainer, died of a heart attack in the state hospital at Big Springs, Texas. He had been serving a life jail term as an accomplice in a 1968 murder, stemming from a dispute over pet dogs. Bourbon, who did femme impersonations in vaudeville, as well as sophisticated songs in niteries, played many rooms in New York and elsewhere. He came to the attention of Mae West, who cast him in 2 of her shows. At one time, in 1956, he sent out press releases stating that he had had a sex change operation." So says the obituary, but it was all hype. He didn't have an operation. It was rumors. Rumors perpetuated by him, and he milked it. On one of his later albums, he even reproduced the newspaper articles that talked about him having a sex change. That album was even titled, "Let Me Tell You About My Operation." Bourbon, to say the least, was quite colorful. With the selection I picked, and I hesitate to call it a song, because Bourbon had kind of a recitation style. He had piano music in the background, and he just recited his verses over that. You'll hear his trademark laugh, or giggle, in this song. It's called I Must Have a Greek, and it's from the album You're Stepping on My Eyelashes.
Sometimes I take a mental trip around the world and try to picture the perfect man I seek. But in my love parade, all other nations fade. I want to have, I gotta have, I have to have, I'm gonna have a Greek with cheek. Some girls I know are dying for a lay from Hawaii with a wicky-wacky wakaki physique. Some girls go completely jerky when they need a thing from Turkey. But me, Greek. Other girls would give a million to bitch woo with a Brazilian or engage a Portuguese and hide a seek. But for rolling on a haystack, or as a jockey on my racetrack. Ha! Greek. Not a freak. If I should ever bask in an affair with an Alaskan, the heat would make the igloo spring a leak. And though they say the going's meaty, when you have a sweetie, sweetie. Oh, Cora, just drag me in an old, tired, lost-up Greek. A Frenchman knows his angles, and a gypsy knows his bangles, and a Pole won't care what language you might speak. And a golden bronze Tahitian is nice, but not as Grecian as a thoroughly domesticated Greek. Ain't that the truth, girl? You know it's the truth. You know it. Now, in some parts of Italy, they do it rather wittily. But I never like spaghetti, so to speak. And the Swiss are small and cheesy. And the Eskimos are sneezy. Who the hell wouldn't rather have a Greek? Some girls can't help feeling skittish in the arms of someone British. On the other hand, some ladies go quite weak at the sight of a Scotsman kilted, and especially this kilt is tilted, but me, Greek. So unless your inclinations can stand on Greek foundations, you can pedal your papaya up the creek. I may weaken for a weak god, but he's gonna be a Greek god. I'm gonna have a Greek with cheek, not a freak.
Greek.
Once upon a time, there were two fairies. Now, there are a great many. Do you believe in fairies and the stories that never grow old? There are fairies at the bottom of the garden. That's the tale we've all been told. Let's think of the childhood days, then go back to our baby ways, and let's all be fairies.
Tinkle, tinkle, crash, crash, crash.
All dance around and go crazy, waving a buttercup and daisy. We'll go whimsy, wonsy.
On tiptoe we'll say dash, dash.
Let's all be fairies.
Tinkle, tinkle, crash, crash, crash.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Fairy bells are gaily ringing.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Everybody's gaily singing, dancing round the moonbeam.
Da 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 da.
Hear our fairy footsteps. Whoop, here we are.
Two great big burly boxers were engaged to appear in the ring. Said the slosher to the slogger, I won't hurt you if you don't hurt me, old thing. When we're in the ring tonight, there's no reason why we should fight. So let's both be fairies.
Tinkle, tinkle, crash, crash, crash.
Don't get annoyed if I shove you. You can't imagine how I love you. We'll punch flimsy, flimsy. You go out when I say dash. Let's both be fairies.
Tinkle, tinkle, clash, clash, clash.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Fairy bells are gaily ringing.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Everybody's gaily singing, dancing round the moonbeam.
Da 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 da.
Hear our fairy footsteps.
Whoops, here we are.
Whoops, here we are.
You have just heard Let's All Be Fairies.
For those who want more information on Ray Bourbon, I have to recommend a wonderful website devoted to him found at www.coolcatdaddy.com. That's coolcatdaddy, all one word. It has many photos of Bourbon and his albums and some excellent commentary on the drag culture of that time. After Ray Bourbon, I played something equally silly, Let's All Be Fairies by the Durham Dance Band, a release from England from 1933. Regular listeners of this segment will soon find out that I'm liable to play just about any gay-related music from the 20s up until the present. I'll take a quick break now to remind you that this is Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT Houston. Next, I want to honor two early openly gay artists. Tom Wilson, in the 70s, was an activist and musician in Philadelphia. He released two albums on his own and also has written two musicals, The 10% Review and Get Used to It, which have been produced around the country. He's still an active writer today and now goes by Tom Wilson Weinberg. His most famous song is probably Lesbian Seagull from his Gay Name Game album from 1979. That song, however, got a lot more exposure when it was featured in the movie Beavis and Butthead Do America, as sung by, of all people, Engelbert Humperdinck. Instead of Lesbian Seagull, however, I want to play another song from Tom Wilson's album. It's about Anita Bryant and is called Second Runner-Up.
She's from down in Oklahoma, it's been called the Sooner State. She was born first time at zero, and then again at eight. That's when she heard them voices a-calling from above. Don't let homosexuals get their share of love. Anita, whoa, Anita, that juice has filled your cup. But Anita, Oh, yes, Anita, you're still the second runner-up. She grew up real pretty, and her voice was sweet and strong. Became Miss Oklahoma, 'cause she knew right from wrong. But when she hit that boardwalk, Atlantic City way, she lost that cool composure, 'cause she thought Bert Parks was gay. Anita, whoa, Anita, that juice has filled your cup. But Anita, oh yes, Anita, you're still the second runner-up. Well, she may have lost the big one, but she didn't give up the fight. She moved on to Miami and found stardom overnight. She sang with Billy Graham. She joined the Great Crusade. She entertained in Vietnam and at the Orange Bowl Parade. Anita, whoa, Anita, that juice has filled your cup. But Anita, oh yes, Anita, you're still the second runner-up. Now she's sold a lot of orange juice and she's made a lot of bread. She and hubby have four children, so four times she's been to bed. She watches those kids closely, she's afraid we might recruit. God forbid this holy woman should raise herself a fruit. Anita, whoa, Anita, that juice has filled your cup. But Anita, oh yes, Anita, you're still second runner-up. Now Anita's gone bananas, and gays are getting pissed. We wish she'd do her preaching for Singer and Sunkissed. When Anita finally leaves us and knocks on that pearly gate, they'll say, Anita, we don't want folks who hate. Anita, whoa, Anita, that juice has filled your cup. But Anita, oh yes, Anita, you're still the second
Mama, dear mama, I've something important to say. Yes, I know you didn't plan on me turning out this way. Well, you didn't fail me, mama, and I don't love you any less. 'Cause for me, it's just a matter of what suits me best. Well, no, it's hard for you to take, and it's nothing you would brag when your firstborn turns out to be gay. Papa, oh Papa, did I spoil your dreams? I know you wanted to see me marching in the Marines. Well, that won't prove my manhood, as it didn't prove yours. 'Cause I went to talk to that landlord while you stood behind the door. Well, I hear you calling me crazy, but I think it's out of fear, 'cause you're not so sure. Do 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 do
do do do do do. Brother, hey, little brother, tell me what you're gonna do. If everything that has happened to me someday happens to you, will you try to grin and bear it? Will you hate yourself inside? Will you walk with me in the sunshine? Cause there's really nothing to hide. Cause there are all kinds of people who happen to be this way, and there's really nothing wrong with being the way that you want to, yeah. Nothing wrong with being, you know it's okay. Nothing wrong.
I followed Tom Wilson with Stephen Grossman singing his song called Out from his album Caravan Tonight. He has the distinction of being the first openly gay artist signed to a major label, in this case Mercury, and the lyrics were even on the album jacket. That album was from 1974, and Grossman died in 1991. I'm closing tonight's show with a little bit of a song by an artist you'd probably never expect to hear on a program devoted to gay and lesbian music, Perry Como. But I'm playing him with tongue firmly planted in cheek. It's a song of his from 1953 titled Keep It Gay.
Keep it gay, keep it light, keep it fresh, keep it fair. Let it bloom every night, give it room, give it air.
Keep your love a lovely dream, another way kiss. Make it happy and be happy as you make it. Let it sing like a nightingale in May. Keep it gay, keep it free, or you'll frighten it away. Take it easy and enjoy it while you take it.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
That was Perry Como, Keeping It Gay, and this is J.D. Doyle for Queer Music Heritage on Lesbian and Gay Voices. Welcome to Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT Houston, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you a half hour devoted to our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory in terms of years and musical genres, and I'll try to give a little information about the music and artists as I go. All of tonight's show is dedicated to gay and lesbian, country and western music, and you might think that there's not much in this category, but I could actually do quite a number of shows in this genre without repeating myself, and the field is growing. But I want to start with an old song by Cowboy Jack Derrick from 1946. It's called Truck Driving Man, and I think it's a pretty incredible song to be recorded in 1946, and I wish I knew the story behind it, as I really doubt Derrick was gay. But I don't think we'll ever know. I'm following Truck Driving Man with Back in the Closet Again by Patrick Haggerty. That's from the album Lavender Country from 1973, and while it may not be noteworthy for its good singing, it is noted for being the first gay country album, and it's recently been re-released on CD.
When my truck driving man comes back to town, there'll be no loser hanging around. We'll drink beer from a can while I'm with that man. When my truck driving man comes back to town, Chevrolet, Chevrolet, pull that wheel. Here and your motor is a thrill. Till the day that you get back, I'll stay on the right track. Till my truck driving man comes back. Out. back to town. I'll dress up in my silken gown. We'll step each night at 8. Seems like I just can't wait till my truck drives and man comes back to town. When my truck drives and man comes back to town, there'll be no blues hanging around. We'll drink beer from a can while I'm with that man, while my truck drives and man is out of town.
Back in the closet again, back where I ain't got a friend. Oh, I have to piss alone because I'm sitting all alone. Back in the closet again. So a bit tired, it's sure a bummer being gay. But I'm back in the closet again. The revolution started outright. Black Panthers was leading the fight. The North was the left flank. The women drove the Sherman tanks. And the workers were a hunk of dynamite. A battalion of came and brought up the rear. Packing two grenades in each of his ear. Every burst was filled with mates, carbine rifles trimmed with blades. Them campy gay guerrillas knew no fear. But the liberation forces got up tight. You fags ain't got no human right. We think you guys are sick, 'cause all you want's a prick. And while we scrap, they stole the whole damn fight. That was the end of the revolution, my friend. Now all of us is going to the pen. They're rounding out the blacks and they're after gay folks next. So I'm back in the closet again. Back in the closet again. Back where I ain't got a friend. Oh, I have to miss some more because I'm sitting all alone. Closet again. So a bit tired, yeah, it's sure a bummer to me, yeah, when I'm back in the closet again.
Well, Patrick Haggerty sang about being back in the closet in the 70s, so I feel I need to balance things a little with a song about being out of the closet. It's Hang Your Clothes in the Closet by Doug Stevens and the Outband from his 1995 CD, When Love is Right. And I don't think I could sleep at night if I did a show dedicated to gay country music and I didn't play Doug Stevens. His song is followed by one of my favorite gay country songs, All I Can Handle by Sid Spencer. It's also from 1995, from Spencer's Out and About Again CD. Sadly, Sid Spencer died of AIDS in 1996. We are at least fortunate he left behind a catalog of 4 CDs.
Brothers and sisters, I'm gonna tell you right now how to organize your life. Hangers and coats go in the closet. Don't keep your soul cooped up with mothballs in the dark. Sometimes things get lost in the closet. Your favorite things you may never see again. And then one day it don't fit no more and it's falling apart at the seams. Hang
closet and wear yourself a prize. It's that creative, social, and artistic side. Quick, moping around and have some fun. Now your smile is a wanted sun. Hang your clothes in the closet and wear yourself a prize.
Doug Stevens and the Out Band, followed by Sid Spencer. And I just love Sid Spencer's voice. I'll take a quick break now to remind you that this is Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT Houston. Okay, I don't want to leave out lesbian country music. There's Katie Lang, of course, but she's recorded almost nothing that is openly gay lyrically, so I'm not going to play her. Instead, here are a couple songs that are very out lyrically. First is Melinda DeMaio singing Let's Be Friends from her 1994 album Dyke Dramas, and it will be followed by a pretty waltz called The Girl in the Red Velvet Dress by the Rude Girls from their album Rude Awakening from 1987.
High school wasn't easy for me. I was the only dyke in my sorority. Didn't have a need for manly company, cause I had softball and field hockey. Lester was the boy next door and he liked me, but I wanted his sister Lenore. She was tall and sweet, a gal you could adore. She was a tomboy and a bit of a whore. And I said, let's be friends, let's be lovers, let's get to know each other under the covers. I said, Lenore, I think I'd like to take you to the senior prom. I will buy you a corsage and you can wear it on your arm. And she said, honey child, you're crazy, but I have something else in mind. And she kissed me on the lips, she grabbed my behind, and she said, let's be friends, let's be lovers, let's get to know each other under the covers. Young lady, young lady, young lady. Well, last Tuesday, I went down to the mall and I ran into Lenore and her second husband, Paul. She said, I often thank you and smile when I recall all those kisses we shared in the locker room. Stone. I said, Lenore, I'd like to say that the same were true of me, but I haven't given you a thought since we parted company. See, I found a bunch of women who were big dykes just like me. When I see one that I like, I just look her in the eye and I say, let's be friends, let's be lovers, let's get to know each other. Under the covers. One more time.
Let's be friends, let's be lovers, let's get to know each other under the covers.
such a pretty song, The Girl in the Red Velvet Dress by the Rude Girls. I'm going to close this month's show with another of my favorite gay country songs, Two Cowboy Waltz by Mark Weigel. It's from a CD that I highly recommend called The Truth Is from 1998, and Mark has a new CD called All That Matters that is just as good. If you like folk country music, both CDs belong in your collection. This is J.D. Doyle for Lesbian Gay Voices on KPFT, Houston 90.1 FM, and I'll be back next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. And as promised, here's Mark Weigel with Two Cowboy Waltz.
Four cowboy boots gliding on air, turning and turning while I stand and stare at the two cowboy walls, at the two cowboy walls. Grace and dignity so hard to come by, that I stand in rapture as I watch them dance by. In the two cowboy walls, the two cowboy walls, with shiny pearl buttons in faded blue jeans, he'll turn. My dreams, and we'll dance the two cowboy waltz, the two cowboy waltz. He'll take my hand and look into my eyes, and then Stetson together.